you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 243. Hello, how are you? Hello. I've got my new equipment here, and every time I go hello, two green lights flash on the orbit. I think they're telling me that I'm doing it too loud or something. Let's see. The lights say 2D. I don't know what that means. Are they saying that I'm being too two-dimensional? It's all 3D nowadays. Everything's suddenly coming out and just telling me, no, you're too two-dimensional. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. I'll be two-dimensional. If the device is two-dimensional, if I was here in person with you as a hologram, that would be three-dimensional. But I think you'll find that when you go around the side of me, it wouldn't really be there. It's just an electric illusion. It's the same thing is true with sound. If you listen to me on a sound thing, and the sound waves are coming at you, if you captured those sound waves and tried to convert them into the real me, you'd find it was just a recreation. The sound waves haven't travelled all the way. They've been converted into digits, and then a copy of those sound waves has been replicated at your end. It's not the real my voice at all. It's a fake version of my voice. I could probably sue you for under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act if it applied in Ireland, except it doesn't, because foreign law doesn't apply here anymore. We got our independence several decades ago, and we're damn proud of it, I can tell you. I'll tell you, you'll notice there's no potato problems now. I've got three potatoes, four potatoes. At least sitting in the pot downstairs. That are left over from yesterday. They're surplus potatoes. So I can tell you, you can forget about all your stereotypes about Irish people being short of potatoes in the year 2010. It's just not happening anymore. That's a product of the 1800s, the 1850s, if I remember rightly. Was it the 1850s? I think it was. Was it the 1850s we had a potato famine? I don't know. All I know is all of my ancestors died in that, and all of their offspring died. So they had to. I don't know. I don't know how I was born, quite frankly. Probably someone came along and. Because I was listening to Frank Nora on the Overnightscape Underground the other day, and he was going on about how maybe the world ended, civilized society ended millions of years ago, and there was a few people left, and they kept a bit of it, and they tried to recreate it. Maybe that's what happened after the Irish potato famine. Someone said, we better do something now about holding on to the best bits of this society, like the Irish language. For example, on will cadagum dulgadi on neferus moshe de hulle, cain fog willon gorilla egdouse leshon cat. We've got a couple of Irish people listening. Hello, Brendan, if you're there, you probably understand what I'm talking about here. Cunnus taw to cain fili agora agus gotir egon cluus. That's a little inside joke for you there, Brendan. If you don't get that, I'll just add clunis aca. Ilya Ora Cooney, August, early know yourself. No stuff at all. I'm trying to get my microphone technique perfected at the moment. It's probably not sounding right. I'm probably doing this a lot. Like right now, I'm probably doing that a bit too much, and I'm possibly breathing too much as well. I have to learn not to breathe. It's a technique. You have to learn that when you have quality equipment as I have now. So I have to learn not to breathe and not to look the wrong way like this. Maybe I can do something with the controls. I don't know. I haven't got the hang of it yet, but there's plenty of time, so don't panic. What are we at now, Rash? 4 minutes and 35 seconds. That's a bit. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just call this a test transmission, and then I won't feel guilty about it being short. This is the end of test transmission number 2. It's a bit like when they have the Challenger. Oh, maybe we can extend this a bit to 10 minutes. We'll see. We'll try this. You know, when they have the space transmission, the test transmission of the space shuttle, like they had the first test in the 1980s, and they sent it up and 7 people died when it exploded, and they said, oh, there's something's wrong there. I'm glad that was just a test. I'm glad that wasn't a real mission, because there's 7 people dead now, and if there's 7 people dying during a test launch, I can tell you, imagine what would happen during the real thing. So then they left it for a few years, and they had a few more launches, and then they came up with another thing that they wanted to do, so they had the test launch for that. Another few people died, and they said, oh, feck, that's a sign that we need to now be a bit more prepared with these space launches. We're putting these things up in the space. If this was an aeroplane, I can tell you, they'd all have to go through security. They'd have their little bags and their little little see-through plastic bags, and you put your liquids into them, and you say, hello, show me your liquids, please. Take off your... is that an iPod? You can't have that on board the space shuttle. It'll interfere with the equipment. I know technically it is the equipment, and it's all run by apps now, so maybe we can grant you an exclusion for that. We'll see what the government has to say about that, because the government or the people in charge, although not anymore. A couple of weeks ago, President Obama came along and said, we're not going to the we're not funding another trip to the moon, or was it Mars? I forget which. But he said he didn't exclude the possibility of private companies doing it. So that's what that might be our next thing. We might have a private company going to the moon, and you'll be able to buy a ticket and say, hello, can I have a one-way ticket to the moon, please? And they'll say, okay, and then you'll go there, and you'll have a week's holiday, and you'll go on cheese hunting trips. It'll be just like a trip to that, what's that country in Europe that does the cheese? I forget which. I've been to the one that makes the prostitutes and the little wooden shoes. What one was it? Was that Holland? I think it was. I went to Amsterdam several years ago, and we went out to a little wooden shoe factory, and we saw some shoes, something to do with tulips. We went on little day trips to see that, and then we saw the area with the prostitutes. What else did we see? I forget what else. Well, we saw a load of canals and things. It's very exciting altogether. It'll be like that when you go to the moon. But if you get a one-day ticket, your holiday, you'll find that your holiday ends after a week, but you don't get to go home. So you'll find, it's like anywhere, any place where you go on holiday. It seems all great and heavenly and paradisical while you're there. But if you were to live there any longer than a couple of weeks, you'd soon find out the grass isn't any greener on the other side, and in some places the grass doesn't even grow, no matter how many seeds you bring. And I'll tell you, the shoe will be on the other foot then. It'll be on, maybe not, it'll be... although you might eventually find yourself, as your shoes wear down, you might rearrange them or rotate them to try and have some balance, like you do with the tyres on your car. We had to get 4 new tyres today. We got one on each wheel, and then we used an old one on the spare wheel and put that in the boot, or the trunk, as you Americans call. You like to call your shoe, the boot of your car, the trunk. We don't. We call things proper. We call things what they are here. We call the boot of the car is called the boot. Trunk is something that you put into the boot of the car if you're going a long trip. Although nowadays they have suitcases and bags and things. Trunks are a little old-fashioned, if you ask me. A trunk would be more like a chest than a suitcase. It'd be like a thing that a pirate would have a load of gold in, or he would hope to find it somewhere. He'd have buried treasure. He'd go, hello, I'm looking for buried treasure, and here's my parrot. That reminds me, we were at a McDonald's drive-thru today on the way home from the tire place. We saw some, what are those? We're crows. We saw some crows, and they're eating McDonald's fries like there's no tomorrow. That just was interesting. I've nothing particular to say about it. It's just an observation. This is an observational talk. It's like, if this was Cat Stevens or someone up on the lecture circus and up at the pulpit, you'd be fascinated by what I just said. But because it's me, you go, what the hell is he going on about a frigging bird at a drive-thru restaurant for? Well, I don't know. But I was at an accountancy revision seminar one day in the 1990s, and Cat Stevens was in the next room doing some sort of a lecture. And everyone thought it was absolutely fascinating. The accountancy lecturer came in to us after the lunch break and he said, you know who's in the next room? Cat Stevens. And we all got up and left. And that was the end of that, I can tell you. Anyway, that's been the end of this test transmission. Good morning.